Welcome to FinTech Facts. Whether you're cramming for a test or prepping for a job interview, you need to know the facts. FinTech Facts. What is a rug pull? Okay, rug pull is a fantastic topic because it happens often in the crypto space. So let's talk about it, and hopefully you won't fall victim to one. Simply put, a rug pull is theft executed by the developers of a cryptocurrency. In the open source world that is cryptocurrency, anyone can easily create a coin or token. So the classic rug pull has someone create a new token and pair it with an existing cryptocurrency such as Ethereum. Then they list the new token across as many decentralized exchanges as possible. Generally, a rug pull will be hyped significantly, and those executing the rug pull will purchase as much of their token as possible to drive the price up rapidly. Almost always, Twitter, Telegram, Discord, and other social media are used to publicize the new token, which is rapidly rising in price. Once enough well-intentioned investors swap their Ethereum for the new token, the developers will withdraw all funds from the liquidity pool and drive the token's price to zero. Rug pulls exist because decentralized exchanges allow anyone to list a new token for free. And the lack of regulations in the DeFi space doesn't require any formal documentation or even real names to be used. There are four things you can do to ensure you're not a victim of a rug pull. First, many decentralized exchanges will determine the price of a token in a liquidity pool based on the balance of funds. Second, reputable tokens will lock in the liquidity in the pool for a period of time. If there isn't a lock, the creator of the token can withdraw liquidity whenever they want to. Third, look at the token's price history and social media posts. Classic signs of a rug pull is lots of hype amid a skyrocketing price. It's not uncommon to see new, heavily hyped tokens soar 100%, 500%, or even 1,000% less than one day after being listed. Oh, and the fourth thing to ensure you're not a victim of a rug pull? I suggest you only invest in stable and long-standing cryptocurrencies. I only buy and hold Bitcoin myself, but I also sell NFTs, and those are priced in Ethereum. So as soon as I sell an NFT, which is about once a week, I swap the Ethereum for Bitcoin.
Thanks for listening to FinTech Facts. My name is Dave Coker.